Welcome. You're listening to the season 5 of the Young Changemakers podcast. This is a Global Changemakers production. If you would like to know more about the programs and the resources available for you, go check global-changemakers.net.
Okay, well, hello everyone. My name is Gabriela Jaeger. I'm the co-founder of Global Changemakers, and today we have the huge pleasure of presenting you this new season of the podcast. It has been a very long wait, but we have a new host who we'll introduce in this episode, and we're going to talk about what this season will bring you and the stories that you'll get to know in this podcast. Today with me is Megan, who will be hosting season 5 of the Young Changemakers podcast. And we also have Eric, who's from the Global Changemakers team. He's in charge of programs. And we're basically going to talk about the creation of this new season of the podcast and get to know our new host for the new episodes. So the very first thing that I would like to do is for you guys to say hello.
Of course, Gabby, hello. Thank you so much for the invitation, and I'm very excited to be here.
Hi, Gabby. Hi, Megan. I'm also really excited to be here and to have a new season of the podcast.
Yeah, it's been really a long wait. And I think, you know, the elephant in the room is why it took us so long to release this new season. And I guess, you know, the reason being a podcast that's completely run by volunteers on a non-for-profit organization, it's challenging to count with the time of the hosts and all the work that's involved in releasing a podcast. And we struggled a little bit with that again this season, but fortunately we have a new host. And Megan, the very first thing I would like to ask you is what do you want your listeners to know about you? What drives your passion for these issues, and how do you see your role in guiding conversations that will unfold in these episodes that we're about to listen to?
Well, I think maybe the first thing that I would like listeners to know is who am I? They might be wondering who Megan is. So just very briefly, with my introduction, I would like to say that I'm a change maker. So that's, if we delve into why I'm here, I think that is the very first point that I need to mention. And that is the fact that I was part of the Global Youth Summit in 2017. Global Changemakers believed in me at that time when I was unsure on whether I could or not make a change. And I attended this summit fully sponsored in Switzerland. And it really changed my life. It made me believe much more in myself, in my activism. And fast forward until today, I mean, I've been working in several projects related to social development. I've been a consultant for the United Nations in Bangkok for social development issues. I'm an advisor for gender affairs, and I've also been an activist myself. So after attending the Global Youth Summit, I was involved in a youth organization where we basically what we did was promoting the 2030 agenda with children and youth. And we focused on specific SDGs such as SDG 5 on gender equality. So I, along with a group of young people, went together to schools, went together to rural areas, and gave workshops on many of these issues. So that's why I thought it was important to introduce myself, because as you will see in the podcast, we talk with many change makers, many young people that did something similar, or not similar, but that had the same intention. They wanted to make a change, or they have a high focus on social issues or environmental issues. And that's what I think you should know about me, that I'm very passionate about this, that I have I wouldn't say necessarily a career, but like a background with activism and looking for social change to happen.
That is a recurring theme and a recurring group of people that we tend to have involved in every single thing that we do. So I would also love for Eric to tell us a little bit about himself, because he's now the person who's editing the podcast, and he's also in charge of our programs. And he also happens to be a change maker himself. So Eric, just a few words so that people know whose voice they're listening to.
Of course. First of all, I also want to add that I was with Megan at the summit in 2017, and it was truly a life-changing experience. I to consider myself a change maker. I have my own project here in Mexico City, where we work with children, creating peace culture, basically. And yeah, I've been part of the Global Changemakers team for more than a year now. It's been quite an experience getting to know all the amazing people that Global Changemakers supports with their different programs, being able to see the amazing content in the Changemaker School, and co-creating with our alumni the different courses that we have has been really a learning journey for me. And yeah, whenever you have any questions about the programs that we do or the different activities that Global Changemakers is having, you can always reach out to me, and I think also to Megan. And I just wanted to share that, as I mentioned, I had the chance to meet Megan since 2017. I've seen the amazing changemaker she is. And also, she's quite an explorer. She's our own amazing influencer. So make sure to follow her on every social media handle that she has. And yeah, we're really glad to have her join the podcast.
That is for sure. And I would love to add that although Megan was talking about having a career or experience, I think that's the last way you describe it in activism, there's definitely a very evident talent in moderation and in interviewing. And I think, you know, that is one of the reasons why we were so thrilled to have her release this podcast and talk to many change makers, as you will see in this season. So tell us a little bit more about that, Megan. You had conversations with young people from all over in all sorts of topics. What can we expect from this season? Give us a little bit of a sneak peek of what's coming.
Sure, and thank you so much for pointing out that I have a talent for moderating. It's something that I was always the kid that would be like, oh, I want to like pretend that I'm interviewing someone. it's funny. Before, when I went on like vacation or something, my father would record us. Like, hey, we're in Cancun, or we're like in this bar, let's record a family vacation. And I would be like, okay, let me pretend I'm a journalist. And I would be like speaking like, hey, welcome to Cancun, I'm here with this person, how are you? And then I would like, as a kid, interview people. So of course, never distributed anywhere, only in my house, but it's something that, thank you for pointing it out. It brought me back to that moment. Now, straight to the question that you asked me. So this podcast is very diverse and has a lot of topics that are going to be covered, but I think we could group them into four different categories. The first one is that there is a set of episodes on menstrual health. We're going to be talking with experts on what a decent menstruation for all means, as well as taboos and other practices surrounding menstruation. On the other hand, we're going to be talking as well on topics related to sustainability, food security, and climate change. We will be speaking with young people that are going to the COP, or as well young people that even if they're not going, they have been and they are very involved in environmental and sustainability issues. Starting with the sustainability and food security perspective, we have a change maker. Same, Eric and I know her from the summit that we were in. And she speaks to us more about her food program that she has been running in the Philippines, which is quite impressive, the partnerships that she had to create in order to make that program operational. And we also talk about environmental protection. We have a brilliant speaker who was also a change maker. Her name is Anoka. And she speaks about the importance of mangroves and explains to us what mangroves are, what vital role they play, and we talk about many other issues surrounding that topic. Now, the third sphere, I would say that it's related to, it's a little bit of more overarching topics of how is it that youth contribute to sustainability in general and what skills are needed for that. So we have an episode highlighting the skills that are needed to step up the activism of young people. We talk, for example, about the importance of having facilitation and project management skills. And we have another episode on how is it that youth in general are contributing to the SDGs. We highlight some change makers that mention how they are contributing to the SDGs in its peace perspective. So like SDG 16, how is it that they are contributing to that? And we also have an episode of a brilliant change maker as well who speaks to us about how is it possible to advance development with technology. Just to finalize, the last category that we have is about the inclusion of refugees, and not any inclusion, but a meaningful one. And for this, we have another change maker from our cohort, Daniel, who speaks to us about how is it that having a meaningful inclusion of refugees can be a catalyst for change in societies, and how does he, as a refugee himself, visualizes what a meaningful inclusion of refugees means. So overall, these are the different topics that we see. And as you can hear, it's a very exciting and very diverse set of topics that we're covering.
It's really an amazing lineup of change makers that we have. I mean, I know the vast majority of them personally, and seriously, these are incredible stories. Daniel's story is amazing. Kaiser's story is amazing. Anoka story is amazing. And one thing that I love about this season is that we're also talking about how can you get there? There is a path or there are steps that you can take to do great things. And I think these stories really help in seeing how other young people did it. And perhaps if they will, you know, leave something or inspire other young people, that is for sure the hope. Another question that I have for you, Megan, is can you share anything that you found surprising or that you learned during the process of creating these episodes?
I think this goes in line with what you were just mentioning. To me, what I find very surprising is that it is young people who are making a significant change. As I was mentioning in the introduction of the structure and the episodes, we have, for example, Chantel, who created this amazing program to support people that didn't have food, you know, and it sounds, the first time I read about it, I was impressed. I was like, how come you can do something like that? But what I love about this podcast is that we do not only say, oh, you know, this change maker did this, which is amazing, but we try to dissect and understand how they got to that point in their lives. Like she was telling us, the One Kind of Food program wouldn't work by itself. It works with cooperation and with partnerships, and they created partnerships with restaurants, they created partnerships with the government, they created partnerships with other sectors and other actors from the private sphere. So it's something that makes me feel that I can make a change, and I hope other change makers and other young people say, yes, I can make it as well. Because sometimes you see all these projects, all these people, and it looks unattainable, but then we're giving you sort of like a roadmap, we're giving you a perspective that even if it's shocking, someone could do it, and this is how they did it. So that's something that I find interesting, and that offers a unique perspective in this podcast.
For sure. And Eric, I'd like to bring you to the conversation, because I think one thing that has surprised us in the work of change makers, this podcast is no different, is that we create different programs and different products, if you may, for young people, thinking about young people and in co-creation, as you mentioned before, with young people. And I think one thing that has surprised us over and over is the fact that other age groups are listening, are joining our courses. And maybe, you know, I would like you to elaborate a little bit on this, because, you know, you've been not only involved in every program that we run, but you're also behind a lot of dissecting these numbers and dissecting this information that we're getting. So I would love for you to share with the audience a little bit of that.
For sure. I think it's been... First, I think it was kind of shocking, but I think with the time and getting more data, I've been able to kind of understand where it's coming from. Because yes, people from diverse age ranges are listening to the podcast, are joining the Changemaker School, and it is because not only young people, but I think all people have this drive to create positive change. Sometimes it's just that young people have like more confidence when taking the leap to start creating this positive impact. But at the end of the day, I think we all as humans have this drive to create it. And hearing from the change makers themselves, whether it is in the Changemaker School or in the podcast, that they were also afraid of taking that leap of faith, or they were also confused on what the starting point was, creates this empathy and this understanding that we're all struggling a bit to create what we want to see in the world, but at the end of the day, we're not alone. It is part of the journey, and having that realization that you're part of something bigger, like the Global Changemakers community, can really make you feel like you can keep going and keep amplifying the impact that you're doing. So yeah, we have people from all ages using these materials, and we love to see that. We're still creating based on young people, but this material is open for everyone who wants to create a positive change in the world.
Yeah, and it's not just just the age, but last year we received a communication from Spotify that based in their statistics, the Young Changemakers podcast was on the top 20% of the most shared podcasts globally, which was a fantastic thing to know. But also going a little bit back on what you were saying, I think hope is definitely something that everyone in any age group needs. And hope comes from exactly that fact, the fact that we're not the only ones that's seeing the need to do things differently, and that most importantly, there are people that are actively working to get there. And opening these conversations with these young people from everywhere is incredibly important. But Megan, now I'd like to talk a little bit about the issues and the subjects. And, you know, when you were talking about all this different categories or issues that this season is focusing on, they sound very broad, they sound very diverse, and it sounds like it seems difficult to kind of like create a narrative or a cohesion in the subject of the podcast. But I would love to hear from you, what is the overarching message? What is the overarching goal? And why this very broad myriad of subjects that we're talking about in this season?
Definitely. Yeah, they can sound like very diverse topics that maybe are not connected. But I would highlight 2 points. And the first one is that they are all connected to sustainability and development. Because it is impossible to have sustainable development if you do not have gender equality, if you do not have menstrual health. It is impossible to have sustainability if you do not include everyone, including refugees. It is impossible to have sustainable development if you do not have technology. And if technology doesn't reach those that are often left furthest behind. And of course, it's impossible to have sustainability without environmental protection. and I'm fighting climate change. So I think that that is the first point where I would connect all of these issues. All of these issues converge into everyone is advancing a topic that in the end will contribute to a greater good of achieving sustainable development and the 2030 agenda as well. But at the same time, and appealing to the name of the podcast, which is the Young Changemakers Podcast, I would say that the overarching theme and the thing that also unites all of the episodes together is that they are all stories about young changemakers, stories that young people tell us. How is it that they started their activism? What difficulties they have found? What are their insights on the topics? And what keeps them motivated? So I think that is what is very important, that it also doesn't matter what topic you're covering. We want to highlight the fact that the change was made by change makers that were young, and that it doesn't matter how old you are capable of making change.
That is amazing. And I think this is the perfect moment to say it starts with inspiration, and we're hoping that this season will bring that. But there are other steps to take, and we're there to support you along the way. So after listening to these stories, if you are a young person or not so young person, as we mentioned before, and you're interested in doing something, and you're interested in learning how to do project management, learn facilitation, get involved in the different programs that we have, our website is full of resources, is full of ways to help you get there. And I think we do have a very curated set of tools and things that can support you along the way. And I don't know, Eric, if you'd like to you know, talk a little bit about that for closing this introduction.
Yeah, for sure. As Gabby was mentioning, the Global Changemaker School, it's an idea that was born with the objective of giving you the first tools that you need to get your project going, to get the funds that you might need. We also have a lot of toolkits available on fundraising, marketing, branding, and design thinking, and etc. We have courses on ecology and menstrual health and facilitation. And if you are already a seasoned change maker that is looking to share this knowledge with your community or with your peers, we also have the GCMX program where you can apply to host your own Global Change Makers event. We will give you some guidance, some tools that are really helpful to create your own event. And yeah, we're always looking for ways to create tools to support you. So make sure to check our website, that it's globalchangemakers.net, I think. And yeah, all of our resources are there.
Great. Well, Megan, I don't know if you have anything else you'd like to add about this season, about the podcast in general, or any other thoughts that you would like to leave your audience with.
Yeah, sure. I think I would just emphasize that this season is going to be great. So you're going to learn, because it's not just because I am the host or I'm saying it, just because I'm involved in it, right?
That's part of it.
I mean, that's part of it. But like justifying why I think this, it's because I think every episode is very complete. Like, it's not only about the topic itself. Of course, you will learn a lot. You will learn, and I can guarantee that you're going to learn something, because even I learned something. I didn't know exactly what a mangrove was, for example, and how important it was for the environment. Mm-hmm. So that's also why I love moderating this sort of initiatives, because I learn a lot. So that's one point. Like, you should listen to it because you're going to learn a lot about many topics. And if you're not interested in all of them, listen to it and you will see that you will gain interest. And the second part why I think it's great is just because of the fact that you're going to be inspired. And I ask this question to almost everyone. It was, what motivates you to keep doing your job? Like, to keep doing what you're doing, even if if it's hard, because some of them were young people that were studying and working at the same time. They do it for free, right? They are volunteers. They're not making any profit out of it. So what motivates you? What inspires you? And that is what I love, hearing the answers, because it brings back faith in humanity to me. You know, it's something that touches me, feeling this passion, and it makes me want to say, yes, I want to make a change as well. So hopefully you will feel that way too.
Absolutely. I think we couldn't agree more. I see all of us nodding. And yeah, there's definitely no question about that. So I think we'll wrap this up. I would only like to invite our audience to subscribe, like, follow us on social media at Global Changemakers. We're present in all of the social media channels that you can think of. So yeah, enjoy this season. Thank you so much. Again, my name is Gabriela Yeager. I'm here with Megan Diaz, who's hosting this season of the podcast, and Eric Ortega, who runs our programs. So thank you very much, and enjoy the season.